Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's musical guests from Montreal, Canada, Secret City recording artist Basha Bulat, and from Iowa, now living in Minnesota, Red House recording artist The Pines. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, if you would, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town Hall. I almost always ask our musical guests when they stop by about their home life when they were growing up, the radio that was in their homes, or whether they had musical parents or musical siblings. And this week, it is especially true for these two guests that they are the products of their environments, the places they grew up, one in Iowa, one in Ontario. The sounds of their childhood is going to be revealed in one way or another, as you will find out. Up first, Basha Bulat grew up in the Etobicoke neighborhood of Toronto, Polish family, and her mother's a music teacher who loved the oldies station that played seemingly mostly Canadian songwriters like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen. She went to college. She joined a band. She was eventually convinced to start playing on her own. She now has released her fourth studio album and is touring all over the place. She's had great success with videos, and things have actually shifted a lot lately. Things have kind of changed for the better in her world. More attention, bigger crowds, bigger shows, which is a good thing. She is smart and talented and interesting, and we're really happy that she's with us this week. Please welcome to E-Town, along with Andrew Woods, Basha Bulat.
Under that burning heat of that fall, down on these walls, burning my arms, I've been alarmed. What is said by you? Every word I could undo, I've been uncrossed and I've been untrue. I've been the thorn, I've been the heart. Heart of my own, burn it down low. The light in your verse and the shadow between, the way that I was when I used to know. If I go, what do I hold? Ah, the maid or the mother I'll be, if only the loom and a thread were hope. It is work to me dancing out here when tomorrow I'm ending the empty bones. There are roses that come without seeking, they're all the ones I have to sow. In your verses and I am repeating the way that I was when I used to know. And say, all I kept was my eyes closed. I never know where the shadows are these days. I stood in the room of a heart divided, and it washed away from me. It washed away from me. Oh, how it washed away from me. It washed away to take my own. Tomorrow I'm meant the empty. I'll seek, and they're all the ones I have to sow in your verses. And I am repeating the way that I was when I used to know.
Basha Bulag, welcome. It's great to have you here. Great to hear you sing. And I was talking before about how we often imagine what the home life was like for our musical guests. And in your case, as I understand, your mom was a music, or is a music teacher.
Yeah, she was.
She was, yeah.
She's no longer, yeah. But yeah, she wasn't my piano teacher, though, which I think was both of our decisions and for the best.
That's definitely a smart move.
Saved our relationship, for sure.
I saw a video of you playing kind of a remarkable zither auto harp thing.
Well, the auto harp I first came across, it was actually also my mother. I'm giving her a lot of credit in this interview, but hi, Mom, I love you. Yeah. And she found it. It was a neighbor of ours selling it at a garage sale. And then I started researching auto harps and zithers, and I realized there was this amazing history of really incredible strong women and female songwriters and performers who played the auto harp, people yeah. like the Carter Sisters and Dolly Parton, and right. even contemporary musicians like PJ Harvey. So from there, I just started getting really into the internet. I got deep into eBay, and I found a lot of weird
yeah.
stuff. And it's not very high in demand, so law of supply and demand, you can get it pretty cheap.
Yeah, you might be the only one out there buying those things.
I think
eBay.
I am the yeah. only one yeah. in the market for fretless zithers. Hit me
yeah.
up,
yeah.
find me online. Let me know if you
but
got
what
any.
I was impressed by the fact that you could actually kind of maintain the chord changes with the bars on the thing while strumming. And then using your other hand to hit almost like a hammered dulcimer.
Yeah.
That was an amazing technique. I'd never seen anybody do that before.
That one in particular is called the pianoette, and it's part of a whole group of what were kind of considered parlor instruments at the turn yeah. of the last century that never really quite took off. Nobody really knew what to
right.
do with them or where they belonged.
Like the glass harmonica.
Yeah, and like I guess I just feel an affinity for those because I was never really sure quite where I fit in either. So,
how did you figure out how to play it?
I just made it up. There's
yeah.
no
no YouTube videos.
There's
on
definitely
yeah.
some very strangely transcribed sheet music for all sorts of hymns and I guess what would be kind of standards at this
yeah.
point. But there's definitely no no YouTube, sadly, for that one.
Yeah, and I mentioned the oldies station that your mother liked to listen to with those old songwriters. Did that shape you, I think, as a creative person?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I still am obsessed with singers like Sam Cooke and singers like Odetta.
Yeah.
And of course, being Canadian,
right.
Leonard Cohen is one of my favorites, as well as Joni and Neo.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town here with Basha Bulag. Let's talk about Canada for just a minute. First of all, there's great support from the Canadian government for artists and musicians.
Yeah, there's a lot of support in general. There's,
yeah.
Even just within the community, our country is very large, but population is small, so you get to know everyone
yeah.
quite quickly. And when I moved to Montreal, just the support of the whole community, French and English, everybody coming together
was
really
cool,
really beautiful. Yeah, I felt really, really supported, I guess.
You've got a young and lively and enthusiastic prime minister these days. That's changed a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope that he's going to do everything he's promised to do. I think in general, there's a lot of things that are very important to me. I think he campaigned on renewing a relationship between Canada and the First Nations, and I think that that is the most important thing that our country needs to do. So I hope he's listening, that there's a lot of us that are
watching.
Yeah. I mean, the whole country yeah. really was motivated by that decision. That was the decision to elect him, was motivated by that.
Yeah.
It's a really crucial need right now, and it's kind of the only thing that'll keep us going forward.
Right.
I think it's still important that even though somebody seems like a good guy, you got to keep them to their promises. I do think
sure.
the most important thing
yeah.
is putting attention on the First Nations people, and a lot of the people up there don't have clean water and don't have access to good education or healthcare, and it's something that I think about every day.
Wow, that's inspiring. Well, I think one of the reasons we're talking about Canada is a lot of us are kind of taking another look at Canada these days. As things get if things go horribly wrong in the next little while, these things will be things we'll be talking about.
You've got some, I guess you guys have got some hockey teams around here, very local.
No, not so really thinking about that. Tapping into our inner Canadians. Well, congratulations on your success and your really, really nice new record. Anyway,
Thank you. We've got
more music. Let's get back to that right now. Welcome back to E-Town, Basha Bulan.
Awesome.
Tell me again how you love me, even the days when you died. How many times can I run to the fight into the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye? When I'm in love, nobody else for me to blame. Take me down and leave me no. No escape, now no escape. But when I run, when I lie into the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye. And when I hear your farewell in my mind, play it again, then again, and rewind. How many times can I try to deny it? You have a way to forget, and so do I, now so do I. The way you love, even your enemy has a price. Take me down while you're young, and so am I, now so am I. When I run, running blind into the arms of your goodbye, now say goodbye. Into your arms on your head, it makes no difference. Now that I know what I had and what you wanted, we couldn't face the darkness over and over again. Get out of bed and get dressed. Have I been waiting my whole life for this? When I'm in love, nobody else for me to blame. Take me down. No escape, now no escape. When I run, I'm running blind into the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye. I'm in love, and I'm in love. When I fall, when I lie to the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye.
Basha Bulat from Montreal. Her latest record is called Good Advice, along with Andrew Woods. They'll be back to play a lot more music later on in the show.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by the way, if you missed some of this week's show, feel free to check out the E-Town podcast, where you'll find this episode and others, along with tons of additional content, such as songs, interviews, conversations, from the E-Town archives. The podcast is available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Basha Bulat will be back later in the show. And coming up, a great band from Minneapolis, The Pines, are here, and they're going to play some of their music. Before we get back to music, though, every week we get a chance to introduce you to somebody that we got to know and we get to learn about with the help of one of our listeners. And these are always stories of people who looked around wherever they were and they saw an opportunity to make things a little better, and they actually took that first step and did it. And those steps almost always add up to something pretty special. That's certainly the case this week. We get to recognize these folks and pass on their stories, give them something called the Achievement Award, and here comes Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. Listener Judy Leff of San Francisco, California, turned us on to this week's story featuring Mark Gold of, well, basically Berkeley, California, but all over the world. Now, Mark is the founder of a really cool effort called 100 Friends, which was inspired by a chance encounter with a Tibetan woman he met while traveling in India. She had a simple ear infection, but she was poor and could not afford the proper treatment. So by the time Mark met her, her infection had become so advanced that it was life-threatening. Mark was able to secure antibiotics for her, which saved her life, and it cost him all of one American dollar. Another $30 bought her the hearing aid that then enabled her to hear again. Now, that's when he realized two things. First, that so little money could go such a long way. And second, people were suffering and even dying in the world because of lack of simple resources. Well, Mark has been helping people in need one by one around the world ever since. Here with us in person to tell us more about what 100 Friends is all about is our winner, Mark Gold.
Hey, Mark, welcome.
Thanks.
That's an amazing story that Helen shared with us about meeting that woman and being able to make such a big difference.
Yeah, it amazed me too.
Did you feel that impact of that transaction immediately? Did you just instantly know that you were going to have to explore this further?
Instantly, yeah. Right away. It was like, wow, there's potential here.
Yeah.
And then I had the idea. I could go once a year, twice a year. And eventually, I wrote a letter to 100 friends, and a couple $1,000 came in, which is 60,000 rupees. And I started going every year, and then I'd go 11 months a year.
Wow. So that first group of 100 friends supported it, and then you shared the results of your efforts, and then that group started writing to their friends? Is that what happened?
Writing, talking. 10% of my donors are children from schools around the world.
Wow.
And it just kind of grew from there.
And it's still going?
Yeah.
Do you still just go to India, or where do you go?
No, we go all over Asia. We've been to Africa and the Middle East, but it's mostly Asia, Tibet, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Vietnam, Philippines, all over. Sometimes it's not money. It might be taking them to a clinic or some resources or something like that. But I tell them, this is not charity. I'm going to help you, and then you're going to do whatever you can to pass it on to help someone else.
Wow.
And I have literally hundreds of stories. One would be quickly a fisherman in Indonesia after the tsunami. And he said, I have nothing to give. I've lost my family. I've lost my boat. I've lost my home. I said, do you ever have extra fish? He said, sure, I throw them away. I said, okay, I'll buy you a boat. We'll get you the materials to build a house. And you promised me that when you have extra fish, you'll go out of your way to give them away. And I came back and actually met him a year later, and he was doing it.
Wow. Wow, amazing. And so this is all funded by this sort of word of mouth, contributions from friends. How big are the donations? How big are the contributions usually?
About $100, often around the holidays, but all year round it comes in. The smallest was 50 cents from a little boy that we actually could do something with.
Wow.
And up from there.
Yeah. And is it a pretty lean organization? Does most of the money go to the, you know, to benefit these various communities around the world?
It's 85%.
85%, which is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the rest just to run it.
Yeah. And when did you start this?
1989.
1989 was that day that you actually had the opportunity to help that woman in India.
Right, right.
Wow. How many people do you think you've actually helped so far?
Well, if you include like schools where a whole school got school supplies and fixed the roof, it's roughly 30,000 people.
30,000 people. That's a lot of people. When you say schools and other things, have you actually built structures or facilities in some of these communities?
Yeah, we built about 7 schools and created about 30, 40 libraries.
Wow.
A lot of medical equipment. We just find out what is needed and then provide it. A bicycle, fix the roof, that sort of thing. We even brought one girl here from Tibet. She's from a village, and she's now got her college education, and she's here working, and she's on her way.
Wow. So you still do these trips once or twice a year?
I go 6 months a year. I would go longer, but my wife's becoming a citizen, so we have to be here 6 months a year.
Where did you meet your wife?
Philippines.
In the Philippines.
Our first date was a garbage dump.
Well, congratulations. It's all uphill from there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just remind our listeners about the name of the organization.
100 Friends.
100 Friends.
And 100friends.org. Yeah. And I'm willing to help anybody with information, contacts. Anybody can start their own little project. Could be in their own community, could be in Afghanistan.
And you really get to see the tangible results of your effort. It's just so obvious. You go these places and you really make a difference.
Yeah, and I can often go back and see the people many times.
Yeah, what a beautiful story, Mark. Well, thanks so much for coming out to share the story with us in person. Congratulations, the winner of this week's Achievement Award, Mr. Mark Gold, founder of 100 Friends. Look him up online and help him out.
Thank you
Mark
very
Gold,
much.
This week's winner of the Achievement Award. 100friends.org.
Many thanks to listener Judy Leff of San Francisco, California, for this great story. Now, if you just tuned in and you missed part of this interview, you can find it on our website, etown.org. Or if you want to nominate someone doing great work to better the lives of others or the planet in some way, you can do that on our website as well by heading to our homepage and clicking on the word award. At the far right of the top menu, you can learn what we look for and you can submit your nomination there. Or you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, Mark. It's a very cool story. So simple. Really makes a difference. So we got more music coming up from Basha Bulat later on. Right now, I'm going to tell you about what's coming up. The Pines. David Huckfeldt, Benson Ramsey, and Alex Ramsey, they traced their roots to Iowa, but the band got going in Minneapolis. Their first record came out in 2004. They are part of a deep and rich tradition of singing and playing and writing songs and writing poetry and connecting with the land. Their Iowa community includes Ben and Alex's dad, Bo Ramsey, who's been here at E-Town a few times through the years, and by association, of course, and Greg and Pieta Brown and Iris Dement, but these guys, the Pines, have carved their own sound and sonic landscape just from their own travels and their own experiences. In their songs you are about to hear, there's certainly an appreciation for the natural world, earth and sky, and a sense of the openness of that Midwestern landscape. There is also an appreciation for Native people who were there before all of us, a deep skill set as songwriters, and you know, these guys just have made a beautiful record. It's called Above the Prairie, and they accomplished something that I think is hard to do. It's rootsy, it's traditional sounding, it's connected, it's grounded, and it's still kind of atmospheric and cosmic at the same time. It's a balancing act that few can pull off, but they do it. They're here to play some of those songs now. Please welcome to E-Town for their first visit, The Pines. Thank you.
the willows, the ground is glowing, and high behind the thin blue sky, the stars are slowly snowing. When the light hit the darkness, it set the world in motion, and somehow I found you on the shore of the aerial ocean.
Just want to say what a tremendous pleasure it is to be in this beautiful venue, to be on this excellent radio show, and to be here with Bashir Bilal tonight. Thank you so much for coming out. My first time on E-Town. Well, It's dawn on the mountain, it's twilight on the town. Fireflies trim their wicks, moon is low and round. I'm a monk without a temple, I'm the only home I found. But I'm there in spirit, in the fury of the sound. Oh, I'm there. We were singing hallelujah with our faces in the dust. Time's so pretty that the teardrops heal the rust. I was turning over stones, looking for someone to trust. You were there in spirit, you were much more than enough. You were there. There's a quiet little church under every city bridge, but those with nothing carry nothing out onto the ledge. Oh, how much tender mercy are you prepared to give? Are you there in spirit where the poor in spirit live? Are you there? Upon the bones of all the natures laid to sleep. And I hear a shepherd panics if he loses just one sheep. Either there in spirit, or you drown 3 inches deep. Are you there? Garden with your fingers keeping score. Just be the driftwood of a love that's holding to the shore. Cause the night train carries you, though you sleep through the storm. Are you there in the spirit, in the stillness and the swarm? Are you there? Are you there?
David Huckfeldt, Benson Ramsey from the Pines, welcome you guys. Two guys from Iowa. Did you meet in Tucson, is that right?
Yes, Tucson, Arizona.
What were you doing there?
We were looking for the opposite of Iowa. But you always keep a little bit of that Midwest inside of you. So when we saw each other, like, across the street, and I think that guy is probably, I think that's from, is that guy from Iowa? I think he is. So we just gravitated.
Wow.
It sounds crazy, but it's true.
Wow.
You can tell.
You can tell. And then how long did it take for you guys to figure out that you were both interested in music and you're going to be songwriting? And was that pretty quick?
Oh, no. Sorry, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
We hit a really cool zone. We were both freshly out of Iowa. And so it was a perfect place for us to kind of be free. And we would just go down and play every night at this little place, and we could do that there.
Right.
And also, Minneapolis, you know, it's like you want to go close to home, but you don't want to go exactly back where you used to
right.
be. So that safe distance, you know.
Yeah.
So you could, yeah.
Spider John Kerner and Tony Glover and these great Minneapolis musicians and this legacy of folk music, you know, from the time before Dylan on all the way through, that kind of brought us to a new world in Minneapolis. Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful musical community, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to mention that on your new record, you also included John Trudell, who's reading a poem of his. How did that come about? What led to that being an addition on your record?
That was a huge experience for us. We actually drove south of Rapid City just today, and we passed through close to Pine Ridge, where I met John and got to hear him speak many years ago. Something about the honesty of his worldview and the openness of it just drew us so intensely. And we always, in the back of our mind, just thought, man, the kind of music we make would be a nice backdrop for this message, you know, for these lyrics. And we never thought it would happen necessarily. It seemed like worlds away. And then in Minneapolis, the American Indian movement was started in the 70s, and it had this strong presence, and we met some friends of John's. And lo and behold, we brought him to town to do a concert. And he said, why don't you pick a poem and write some music for it, and we'll do something together. And that was Time Dreams. We just wrote it, and it felt like it had existed for 1,000 years, and it was brand new at the same time.
Yeah, it was really special. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm here with David Huckfeldt and Benson Ramsey from the Pines. You know, I have this idea that in watching small towns sort of lose energy in Iowa, as I suspect happens sometimes as people move away, then the natural world around them becomes louder and bigger. And maybe you're a little more connected to it. I don't know if that's what happens there or not, but
maybe a little bit. But for sure, our towns that we grew up, gone. Unrecognizable. And I think doing what we do, and or like, I don't think we're any sort of like profound guys or whatever, but I think if you sit around and you have enough time to think, which John Trudell did, you know, he started out in the American Indian movement, but by the time when we brought him to Minneapolis and he was talking, his whole message had changed. It was just like, you're human, you know, and you're good enough. And like the way we mind the earth, you know, we're mind in our spirits and our bodies, and we forget that we're human. And there's pollution from that, just like there is from the pipelines and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and every geography has their microscope and their telescope, but when you're in Iowa and you're surrounded by farms that have become factory farms, and there's not, you can't actually get any of that food. They're not growing food for you.
Right.
You know, they're growing corn for fructose syrup and all this stuff, you know, and it becomes this, you know, whatever you thought of as the context of your life flips on a dime, and then you wonder why. And then I think when we look for solutions, the music is very important. The music can offer solutions because it brings people together.
Yeah. And because Iowa gets to have their primary so early, it's like every politician goes and panders.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, did you see it when you were kids that all these presidential candidates would always come every little corner of Iowa?
Yeah.
For sure. But
yeah.
What it really does, though, I think, is it develops your sense of humor and irony. I remember, and I'm not saying this to offend anybody, but my grandmother was 85 years old, and she was washing dishes on our family farm in Iowa, and she had told me stories about coming, you know, to see different presidents when they came through town, or a big deal that was. And I said, Grandma, and like I said, no offense to anybody, but I said, didn't you say once that if George W. Bush came to town that you wouldn't go see him? And she said, Dave, I wouldn't go see him if he was sitting out in that garage right over there. I just thought, whatever your political feelings are, that's a funny thing to say. That's a very Iowa thing to say. So sharpens your wit, you know.
I like the fact that our conversation is kind of like Iowa. There's a lot of space.
Like, yeah.
Well, you can drive through this conversation. You might not catch anything, but if you turn off on one of these roads, you're going to see a lot of stuff.
It's pretty funny. Well, listen, I'm really, again, I really enjoyed the record. I'm really glad you guys could stop by. It's really fun. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, The Pines.
Thank you.
light snow, the city glows, world of woe, the moon above, the sun below, all the way to Sleepy Hollow. Red coat with buttons of gold, socks and shoes blacker than coal. When we get to Sleepy Hollow, all the way to Sleepy Hollow. We'll fall into the fallen leaves, TPI dreams or the Milky Way trees. We're gonna burn down the mortuaries when we get to Sleepy Hollow. All the way to Sleepy Hollow.
The Pines. The record's called Above the Prairie. David Huckfeldt, Benson Ramsey, and Alex Ramsey from Iowa, now living in Minnesota. Red House recording artist, The Pines. Such a great sound.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. By the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like KTHX 101.1 VX in Reno, Nevada, on WBJB 90.5 The Night in Lincroft, New Jersey, and on KFJM Prairie Public Radio in Fargo, North Dakota. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests, you want to see exactly how sparkly Basha Bulat is, and other things, just go to the website, etown.org. There's all kinds of photographs and more. All that's on the web at etown.org. So how about those pines, huh? Pretty cool. That is a great sound. Great songs. I've had some very strange experiences in the state of Iowa. I remember playing at the county fair in Keokuk, Iowa, along with Tiny Tim. That was unusual. I remember playing in Burlington, Iowa, and getting onto the stage, and it was the one week of the year when these flies live that are giant, and the stage lights, and boy, we were covered in these flies. It was interesting to try to sing, and more, but it's a beautiful place, and, you know, I think we got a good feeling for Iowa from our visit with the Pines. And of course, they'll be back because we're going to have our big sort of folk music traditional sing-along. I love that image of, you know, the end of the old Newport folk festivals, and there's Pete Seeger and Joan Baez and Bob Dylan and Mavis Staples and the Freedom Singers and, you know, a coming together across all kinds of music, styles and traditions and different places and races, and it felt important. It felt like, you know, partly because it was the early days of the Civil Rights Movement, it was the beginning of the 60s. It feels a little bit like that now with too many people left out and left behind and the crazy notion that a political party is more important than the work that we all have to do, have an opportunity to do together. So we are going to have a sing-along at the end. There's going to be a song, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be important. That's part of what we do. Meanwhile, would you please help me welcome back from Montreal, Basha Bulat.
Thank you. I'd like to get Nick and Helen and the E-Tones to join me on the next few songs.
Thank you.
all the paper stews. And all your time case thoughts while you were waiting. Ready to rush me off. We could be friendly. We could be out of touch. We could be famous. Or even in
Basha Bulat, along with Andrew Woods on the guitar and the keyboards and vocals, along with E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Ron Jolly, Christian Thiel, and Helen Forster singing. The record's called Good Advice, out on Secret City Records. Basha Bulat from Montreal, Canada. We've got time for one more song. I want to get everybody out on stage and do this one last song. I was talking about the opportunity we have to do songs that are meaningful and to sing together, and this is certainly fits in that category. This is one that the Pines guys suggested. Thanks to them, by the way. Thanks for the Pines, now living in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Great sound, great songs, songwriting, real creativity. I want to thank our award winner, Mr. Mark Gold, making a big difference for so many with his organization called 100 Friends. 100friends.org. Mark Gold, amazing story. Thanks to Basha Bulat, along with Andrew Woods, coming here from Canada, sharing their music with us. Thanks to Helen, thanks to the E-Tones, thanks to all of you. This is a great timeless song. It seems like it's that time is certainly now, once again. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here, anytime.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it this sun. You'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changed.
Prophesize with your pants and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's named, for the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are the change.
Come, senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your halls. For the time, they are a change.
E-Town's produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization. To make an Achievement Award nomination or comment on the show in general, feel free to visit our website, etown.org, or contact us through Twitter or our two Facebook pages. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.